Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Wendy Ying from Sarasota, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February 22nd, 2013. This is episode 600. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world!
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday.
I can't believe it! I just don't believe it!
What's going to happen?
Thank God it's...
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Thank God it's...
I got to play the Friday disco opener that Jamie hates so much, so I never play it, but she's not here, so I got to play it. And, of course, that's because Jamie's out on vacation this week. She's finishing up her week-long vacation, pre-baby vacation in Hawaii. So I've seen pictures. It looks like Chad, her husband, was out playing golf yesterday and having a good time there in Hawaii. I want to welcome our fill-in co-host for the day, Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show. Howdy, Wendy.
Hey, Glenn, and hey, everybody. I feel very privileged to have the disco music. I thought that was great.
I did too. I think it's appropriate, but she apparently gets she starts to twitch, and she feels like she's going to throw up every time she hears anything disco. So,
oh my God, I love disco.
we don't play it there.
Yeah,
I do too. We're closer to the same generation that, you know, we keep forgetting that Jamie's just a young pup.
I know.
Yeah. But thank you so much for filling in today, and this is kind of fun. We get to do two shows together this week.
I know. Thank you for having me. It's so great to come on Horse in the Morning. I love this show. It's great.
And I want, you know, you really did go out of your way because you're in the middle of a horse show right now that you're participating in. We'll talk about a little bit later. And you took the trip home just so you could do this show this morning, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I did. Well, you're worth it, Glenn and Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys are the best.
That's why I have you on this show, is you inflate my ego. We do have a good show coming up. We have a special guest coming on today. Her name is Heidi Harriet. She's trainer at Arabian Nights and also does a TV show called Horse Tricks TV on Rural TV. She's been on the show before, and she just started as head trainer at Arabian Nights and wanted us to come down and see it. So Jennifer and myself and Wendy and her boyfriend, we all went Monday night to see the Arabian Nights show, and we're having her on this morning to talk about that. So she'll be coming up a little bit later. We had a great time there. And also, Wendy's going to give her shot. She's going to attempt to do really bad ads this morning. And I know that's tough because Jamie's so good at it. Everybody else goes, I don't want to, but we're forcing you to.
I love to listen to really bad ads, but I don't think I can ever live up to Jamie. She is awesome. But I'm going to give it a try.
You did it once before. You did great. So you'll be fine.
We shall see.
You noticed I gave you all the ones with no punctuation and, you know, whole paragraphs. You noticed that, didn't
I know.
You?
And also, I've been watching that movie. I watched that movie Donnie Brasco the other day, you know, with Johnny Depp, and they're like, you know, learning to be a wise guy. And so I'm going to throw in a little bit of my New England heritage in there.
Oh, good, good. That'll be fun. We usually have a Southern accent. Now we get New England. That's terrific.
Yeah,
I like
change. So I'm going to change
it up
a little.
Mix it up a little. That's right. Because both of our Southern accents suck, pretty much is what it comes
exactly,
down to.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, look, I mean, Chinese people are not known for their Southern accents, okay?
That's true. That's true. All right, time for our daily whinnies. And I have a unique one today. It's a first. This is the first time ever we have a live Daily Winnie, in that I have the person on the phone that is my Daily Winnie. And that is Angela from Horse Girl TV. And good morning, Angela.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hi,
thank
Angela.
You so much for calling in and for being part of the first ever live Daily Winnie. I have to thank you for the nice...
You know, I'm terrified of live.
I know you are. Angela likes scripts, so she hates it when I force her to come on the show and actually have to wing it, because she knows that I am not good at scripts. So ADD kicks in, I go off the script, it never works. But you, I have to thank you, because you did a very nice article about me on Horse Girl TV.
It's about time after 7 years, my gosh.
You have been such a great supporter of the Horse Radio Network since we started 4 years ago, over 4 years ago now, and we really appreciate that, because you were like the pioneer in this new media space, and then we just came along after, and I didn't want to do video because I have a face for radio, and you have the face for video, so it worked out fine.
Thank you. No, I love what you guys do there at Horse Radio Network.
Well, it was a nice article. You didn't trash me. I appreciate that, by the way. Well, thank you for that, too.
We did have to get the horse husband question in there, of course.
Yes, of course. Yes.
And you answered very appropriate for a horse husband.
I loved it. It was great. Tell us you have a new website, and I absolutely love the new website. You kind of have a retro feel back to where it was a couple of years ago.
That's true. We launched the site in 2007. And have had, I think, 3 or 4 redesigns since then. And this kind of kisses back to where we started off with navigation. But it's got a little bit of a new, fun, hip twist to it as far as the graphical interface goes. And hopefully it's a lot easier for people to navigate.
And what I think I want to get across to everybody, too, is that you're not just doing your videos anymore. You have so much more content than you ever had in the past.
It's massive. Yeah, we publish new content every day, and it's across, as it always has been, anything horse-related. And I even got conned into getting to do a Tuesdays Untacked, where I can write about anything my little heart desires, which is just fabulous, because I can talk about social media, whether it's related to horses or not. So that's kind of been a fun piece for me, just to kind of branch out from you know, the basic stuff that we've done in the past. And so it's a lot broader now. So every day is a bit challenging for publishing, but you know that probably better than I do.
Nah, we just talk. This is
easy.
Yeah.
I think that's great that you do the Tuesday thing, because then you can people can see your techie side. They can get to know you
on that side. Not that many people know that I have a bachelor's in computer science. So they think, oh, yeah, she's just kind of a horsey girl that knows a little bit about computers, but they don't know there's a little bit more of a Glenn the Geek side to me than is maybe otherwise out there with the face of Horse Girl TV.
Everybody just knows the charming, beautiful side.
Aw, thank you. The well-airbrushed side, Glenn.
Yes.
She's pretty and can do math.
Yeah, I don't claim to do math, but not good at math. That's what calculators are for. But I do geek it up quite often.
Now, you're doing some traveling this year, too. I know you said you're going to be traveling this weekend. And are you going to be getting out and about a little more than in the past?
I'm going to try to. It's really hard when you manage your own stable in a remote location where there's not a lot of top people that can take care of your animals while you're gone. So that's a tiny bit of a challenge, but we're sorting that out. And, yeah, going to the big city of Lexington, Kentucky. Haven't been there since WEG in 2010, so that'll be a blast. And was hoping to be in Wellington all winter long, so then I could have hung out with you guys a bit in Ocala. But we're shooting for that next year, and I want to try to also get back over to Holland and Spain again. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much, Angela, for calling in. It's horsegirltv.com. And we did post links to the article. If you want to read a little bit more about me, we posted links to the article there. But there's so much more than me on that site. You know, just you might want to check out some of the other stuff too.
Like, come and check out the Glenn interview, because I'm very honored to have you on the show after this many years.
I will
get you on video, Glenn.
I know, one of these days. But I need a lot of airbrushing. Can you do that on video?
We can totally manage that. We've got a great lighting system. So we'll rock it.
Yeah, good. Black light would be perfect. That'd be
good. Thank you guys for having me on the show.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, with the black light, does that mean, can I hide behind maybe a screen? You know how they do when they're interviewing somebody, they don't want you to know who they are because they're a criminal? I could do that with just a silhouette.
But I think the black light is like how you see things like the glow in the dark. So you could put on that glow in the dark paint.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because I think that's what a black light is. I think you have to go behind the screen if you want to hide your identity.
I could do a green
screen.
But
you're not that bad. You're not that
bad.
I
could do a green screen with some hot guy as and I could just do a green screen and be some hot guy.
Oh, you know what you could do? You know how you can, like, if you're in the green screen, you can wear like green, right? So they only see your head, and then we can put on like Russell Crowe's body underneath, like all pumped up, or like Arnold Schwarzenegger, or what was that? Oh, no, who's the guy from the 300? Remember the 300?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know who you mean.
You can do one of those soldiers' bodies with your head on top.
Yeah, nobody's going to believe that. So, all right, your turn.
Okay, my daily Winnie is to my very good friend Judy Fryer, who is a restaurateur and owns the Old Salty Dog down here in Sarasota. And not only is she a fabulous party animal and pub hostess, but she is a combined driver. And she is driving my horse, Dante, this weekend at the Little Everglades CDE in Dade City. So she's doing dressage right now, and I am I'm glad I'm not watching it, because I get really knots in my stomach watching the dressage. But
You get terrible. I've never seen you so nervous as when you watch somebody else drive your own horse.
I know. I can't stand it. It must be like, you know how when my parents used to come watch me jump at the shows, like they couldn't even watch. They're like, oh, my God, I can't stand it. And I was like, what? You're not even showing. I'm doing the showing. It's worse. It's worse watching your friends or your horse or whatever go, because you're totally out of control. You just have to watch and hope it goes well.
I used to be that way with Jennifer on cross country, but it was more that she'd forget the course, and I was more afraid of that than anything, I think.
Oh, yeah, I feel that
way. He never worried about my welfare. He just worried about me getting lost.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Jennifer, you have to admit that the first time I came and watched you do an event, you did get lost on cross country. You ended up in some field something.
I didn't get lost. I just took a detour around an extra field. I added a little bit to the course to get my horse more fit.
She was going so fast. She was going so
fast,
right? To adjust her time.
That's
right. In her window. Come on, Glenn. Come on,
sorry,
buddy.
I got it wrong.
You did get it wrong.
So tell us, those that don't know, and the new listeners out there, what's a CDE? Tell us about a CDE.
A CDE is a driving event that was started in the 80s, actually, by Prince Philip. And it is based on the rules of three-day eventing. So there are three phases. There is the dressage phase, and there is the cross-country phase. And then instead of show jumping, we do a cone course, where the cones are set a certain width wider than your carriage. And so the dressage is judged almost the same as eventing. And, with carriage driving horses, it's a little bit different. We don't do as much canter as riding horses. But, however, there is canter in the singles test at the FEI level. So for the other, the lower levels, and for the pairs and the multiples, it's walk, trot only. And there's, collection, extension, that kind of thing. And then that's scored like eventing dressage. So it's penalty points. So your score is converted. And then when you go on cross country, it's like what we're talking about with Jennifer. There's a window of time that you have to come in. So your first thing is you have to get your speed right. You have to follow the course. And then instead of having jumps like they do in eventing, we have hazards. And in the hazards, it's like a little, it'll be like fence posts or a mound or water or things you have to drive around. And there are lettered gates, and you have to go through this course, through the gates, as you know, in sequence, as fast as you can. So the time that you're in the hazards is added to your dressage score. So the faster you go in hazards, the better your score. And then, of course, like I said, the cones is like show jumping, and every time you hit a cone, it's 3 penalty points, and then that's added to your score. And if you don't stay in the optimum time, you also get penalty points.
I think
that,
too,
at the
with
end of all that, there's only one ribbon. You're there all weekend. It's totally stressful, and they give you one ribbon at the end if you're lucky and win.
You know, I think, too, that with ridden eventing, what's happened now with all of them getting so much better at dressage is a lot of times they'll do the dressage, and who's leading in dressage, as long as they can stay pretty clean in cross country and show jumping, which happens a lot now, they're getting so good at all three phases that if you're leading in dressage, you're going to win the event. That's less true with CDEs, with driving events, because of the fastest time through the obstacles really can change up the scores, right?
Oh, yeah, because you can't go clean on marathon. You can't come off marathon with zero. So, and, you know, I'm famous for my really horrible dressage score, so I'm usually like 20 points off the lead, which is huge. 20 points, that's the penalty you get if you go the wrong way in the hazards. I mean, you're like out of it. So I'm usually out of it by, you know, the first day. But then if I go fast enough on marathon, then I can catch up, you know. So it all depends on that.
And Judy was driving Dante in the last show here in Florida that we went to watch, and that's what happened, right? She wasn't leading in dressage, but she came back and was the best in marathon of everybody all day, actually. And then that put her in the lead.
Yeah, and it was actually pretty exciting because she, for those of you that don't know Judy, I mean, Judy just had her 74th birthday. Okay, and this is another thing that's great about driving. You can do it for a long time, you know. And Judy just ripped – she has a rotator cuff injury, so she can't really lift her arm out in front of her. And for driving, you know, I mean, that's all you have is your arms. And so she had a kind of not-so-great dressage, but she's just getting to know this horse. And then she went out and, like, kicked butt on marathon, and she won five of the six hazards, and it did move her up into first place. But then, for those of you who do eventing or show jumping, she was going in at first place into the cone space, and that's almost the worst place to be because you have to go clean to hold your lead. Like, you can only give it away then. And I can't take that kind of pressure.
Right. Just like an eventing where you drop one rail, and in CDEs, you drop a ball. You know, it's kind of the same thing. She did terrific, though. And you know what's amazing about that, too, is she only started with horses, 10, 12 years ago. So she was in almost 60 or in her 60s when she started playing with horses. And look at her competing now.
Yeah. I mean, she never, ever owned horses. She used to, you know, dream about owning horses. I think when she was growing up in England, she had neighbors with horses and, you know, would say, someday I want to do that. But she didn't get into horses until she was close to retiring, and, you know, running a restaurant is a full-time commitment. You know, you don't have any time to do anything. So now that she and her husband are retired, they drive ponies and race cars.
Now, the way it works, too, in CDEs, do like, you have singles, you have pairs, two horses, and then you have teams, which is four horses. Do you ever compete against each other, or are they broken up into divisions? It's always separate, always singles, always pairs, always fours.
Yeah, it's always broken up into the it's broken up by ponies and horses, and then singles, pairs, or teams. So, but sometimes we do have some competitions that have like a special prize. Like this year at the Live Oak CDE, which is going to be in Ocala next month, they have a special prize that they're giving away $1,000 per hazard for the fastest time in hazards. And it doesn't matter if you're single, pair, four in hand. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That, so it's going to really add to the excitement.
Actual money. You never get the chance to do that.
No, I know. Money is like so exciting. Like I said, you go all weekend and you have one ribbon. And this is like, who cares about the ribbon? But the thing that's going to be exciting about it is the obstacle phase to me is the most fun and the most exciting for spectators. And I think now with the addition of the prize money, people are really going to go for it. I mean, it's going to be, this is going to be like NASCAR for sure.
It's going to be carnage in the obstacle.
Yes. Remember that glow-in-the-dark paint we were talking about for the horses? We're going to put glow-in-the-dark paint on the horses as they drive the marathon so they will look like NASCAR, too.
Oh, that's a great idea. That is the fun thing about
HRN being... across Dante.
Oh, yeah, we can do that because Judy will be showing him intermediate at that show.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, all right, let's pull, we have to make him a little sticker.
You know, it is fun. It is so much fun to go watch driving in the marathon phase. If you've never done that, please do get out sometime if there's one in your area and watch it. It is. You're going to be amazed at how fast they go. It's just going to be it's just amazing. And I think you're really going to enjoy that. Wendy, I think we lost Wendy, so she's going to have to give us a call back. You know, Jennifer, if you could have her give us a call back. I think we lost her. While we're waiting to get Wendy back, we're going to take a break for Jockey World's Racing Tip of the Day. Every week we sponsor one of the Jockey World Racing's tips that Frankie Lovato does. So let's take a listen to this week.
Hi, this is Jockey World Radio's Britlin Wall, and welcome to Frankie Lovato's 365-Day Racing Terminology Challenge. With this challenge, we aim to bring racing terms to life for you, the fans, every day of 2013. This is in support of Jockey World's mission to improve, promote, and provide more education, health, and safety in the world of horse racing.
This is Jockey World's Kayla Jarvinen, and in this clip, we'd like to thank Horses in the Morning, the favorite morning radio show for horse lovers worldwide. Visit horsesinthemorning.com.
And this is Frankie Lovato with today's term number 51 of 365, Classic. In horse racing, classics are races that have great tradition and importance. Here in the United States, races such as the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes, which make up America's Triple Crown Series, would be considered classic events. I've been in racing my entire life, and I've struggled with really defining this term classic. I did my research and could not get to the bottom of this with a solid definition or find any official list that would define a race as a classic. So it appears there is no official list or rule of thumb on what makes a race a classic. It's just for the journalists, media, and racing fans to decide in their hearts what races are considered classics.
For more information, or if you would like to sponsor some of our terminology clips, please email info@jockeyworld.org. You may also be interested in Frankie Lovato's Racing Terminology Booklet, which is for sale in the Jockey World store and available at jockeyworld.org. All proceeds go to Jockey World, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
So, Wendy, what's your favorite in driving competitions? Do you prefer singles or pairs or teams? What do you like the best?
Teams is my most favorite, but it's because it's really exciting, and it's a mental challenge more than anything. And it's really fun to see how the horses interact as a group with each other. But it's also just like, it's just hooking up the team is like a whole day experience. So I've been driving a lot of singles lately, but I think teams are definitely my favorite.
Now, how many reins do you have? If you're driving four horses like that, how many reins do you have in your hand?
Well, you have four reins in your hand, so you're like driving two pairs. And the way the pairs reins go, like the rein goes from your hand, and then when it goes up towards the horses, it splits. So say my right rein is in my hand, but it'll split into two right reins. So the right rein will go on to the left horse and also to the right horse. And so you have two of those, and then you have the leader reins that are the same way. And then you, well, in combined driving, we buckle them together, but there's also another style where you just hold them all in your hands.
So if you were mixed up, you could tell the front horses to go one way and the back horses to go the other.
Oh, yeah, it's really easy to do that. And, in fact, when I first started, I used to have purple and red reins for fashion purposes, but then I thought, oh, this is great because I can see the purple one and the red one. So I used to put left, right, and then I had different color hand pieces. I had brown hand pieces and black hand pieces. So when it all went horribly wrong, I could, like, look down and see which reins are which.
Are there ever...
I can't believe I admitted that, but I'm just going to admit it.
Now, in the obstacles when you have four, I mean, these are tight turns. Is there ever times when you actually ask, I mean, when you actually have them doing separate things, the front team and the back team?
Oh, yeah. They call it articulating. So what you have to do is if you just drove them, if you just drove, like, right, left, you're swinging your team, it's calling. So, like, from the carriage, fifth wheel, you'd pivot the whole team. And that's pretty long. You know, your leaders are way out there. So you'd crash on the post. So what you have to do is you have to drive up, and then you have to, we call it taking a loop. So you take a loop on the reins of the leaders. So you turn the leaders first, but then it's called holding opposition. You hold the wheelers the opposite way to pull them out around the post. And so the leaders turn first, and then the wheelers turn after them.
And what's amazing about this is they're doing all of that while going at about 100 miles an hour in these tiny little spaces in these obstacles. It's just an amazing feat. And having driven four in hand of ponies once, it's not easy. It's not easy at all.
No.
You know, and then you've got to think about not getting lost in those obstacles because all the gates are in weird spots and you got to remember them. I just don't know how you do it. I really don't.
I mean, that's why you have your navigator on there with you, and that's why it's so important because your navigator really has to make sure you're going through all the gates because when you're driving team, at least me, I'm like such a beginner team driver. I have to, like, look where I'm driving and, you know, to keep an eye on the gates. But, you know, some of our great ones like Chester and Coast Duran, when they go through the obstacles, I mean, they are just flying, and it looks like the way I drive a single.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it's one of the – I do, and I know I'm going to get letters about this, but I do think, you know, coordination-wise and mentally, it's one of the hardest things in equestrian sports is driving, especially teams, especially four-in-hands, through obstacles on a marathon course like that. It's got to be one of the hardest things you're going to do.
Yeah, I would say mentally it is really a challenge. You know, I think one of the things about driving that's pretty good is that makes it easier for people to get into the sport later in life is you don't have to coordinate your lower body, but you really have to be really great with your hands and your upper body. That has to come natural to you because you can't think about that when you're driving at that speed.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing. Amazing stuff that you guys do, and it is a lot of fun to watch. And I'm hoping that maybe I can get down tomorrow to Southern Florida to watch a little bit of the marathon tomorrow. And good luck to you. I know you're going to be out there, and good luck to Dante and Judy.
Oh, yeah. If anybody's around Dade City, it's right outside of Tampa. It's at the Little Everglades Ranch, which is a big steeplechase facility, and it's just a beautiful facility. There's tailgating and tons of parties because that's also the great thing about driving is we like to do a lot of partying.
Yeah, there's a lot of wine consumed during driving events. Yes. And one other thing, too, Alan from the Western Radio Show is in Dade City this weekend. I just saw his post. He was heading through Florida yesterday. So he is down there doing a rodeo. So if you want something to do tomorrow night, Wendy, head out to the rodeo.
Oh, that sounds great. I would love to do that. I might take a group out to the rodeo. We love to have little adventures when we're at the horse shows.
Well, be sure to go over and corner Alan, okay?
I will.
Well, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, our title sponsor of the day. And then we have Heidi Harriet, trainer at Arabian Nights and Horse Tricks TV. She's coming up, and we're going to chat with her about all of her adventures. We'll be right back. Joint Armor from KPP provides your horse with the building blocks necessary to maintain healthy joints throughout his lifetime. Kentucky Performance Products Quality Assurance provides you with the confidence that you are purchasing a safe, high-quality product. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Joint Armor is concentrated and affordable. One jar lasts a whole 75 days. Joint Armor helps maintain fluid motion and flexibility in your horse's joints. It also supports normal cartilage development and reduces joint deterioration. Learn more about Joint Armor from Kentucky Performance Products and all their other terrific products at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. And, of course, you can follow KPP on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. They're always posting some great nutritional information over on their Facebook page as well. Well, now it's time for our first guest of the day. She was terrific to invite Wendy and I and Jennifer and everybody down on Monday night to Arabian Nights. We have Heidi Harriet with us, who is a trainer. She's been on the show before, but not in this capacity. Welcome to the show, Heidi.
Well, good morning. Thank you. I'm happy to be here this morning.
Well, it's so nice to have you, and thank you so much for inviting us. We all had a blast on Monday night. I just wanted to tell you that. We had a great time.
Well, good. We were glad to have you there. It was fun to have you guys there, and as you know, it gave me a chance to do my first official barn tour.
Yes.
That was so much fun. That was great. I mean, I can't stop talking about it, especially seeing the black stallions.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it? Pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Heidi, you did get to take us backstage, and we got to meet all the horses, and they're not all Arabians. You do have a variety of horses in the show, but you had worked with Arabian Nights a couple times before, but you're just back now as the trainer. That's been a pretty recent event. You've been doing your TV show and stuff in the meantime, right?
Yeah, it's just all fallen into place so beautifully. I couldn't be happier. Yes, I've been out on the road. I've been, you know, training my entire life. I'm a third-generation trainer of mainly horses in my case, and do high school and Liberty and trick horse stuff. So I've been out on the road performing and doing horse shows and fairs and circuses and that type of stuff. I put my TV show together, and it started airing last fall. And I've worked at Arabian Nights a couple times over the years, and always maintained a relationship with our owner, Mark Miller, who I have a strong appreciation for what he does. And the timing was just right for both of us. I'm a little road weary after 3.5 years on the road. And he was in a position where he was looking for someone with my skills for the new show that we have going in. So as of about 6 weeks ago, I joined the team again, and I'm the head trainer. And couldn't be more excited about all the training projects I have, let alone also getting to perform in the show and work with, you know, talented horses and people. So it's really exciting, and we have a very full plate, but it's exhilarating at the same time.
For people that haven't been there, the Arabian Nights is set up in a stadium, so you have the arena where all the horses are, and then there's table level seating all the way up arena style, and you actually eat your dinner while you're watching the show. And I will say this, and you can tell the owner this, that it used to be that the food wasn't so good at Arabian Nights. Okay, that used to be one of the things years ago when we used to go 10, 20 years ago. You know, they didn't have much selection, and it was not known for its food, but the food has improved 1,000%. It was really good.
Well, fantastic. We're glad to hear that. We've always had a great horse show, and, you know, we certainly strive for the customer experience, and I know that's been a work in progress, and we're actually, Glenn, you'll be pleased to know, even rolling out more. I mean, we're not stopping there. It's Arabian Nights is doing great, and our boss just gave us all a wonderful perk because, you know, the team has really pulled together, and so it's great, and I'm pleased to hear that. And yes, we have a lot of food options, and we have a world-class show. It's continually been voted the number one dinner attraction in the area and world-renowned for being such a unique show, because as you said, Glenn, it's a dinner theater, but it's set in a 1,200 seat arena where the horses perform and the people and horses perform during the show. And we have what's unique about it is under one roof. And as I was sitting here thinking about this, the amount of equestrian arts and some of them things that you just don't see anywhere. under one roof. We have, you know, of course, high school and dancing horses. We have the English quadrille and synchronized riding quadrilles. But we have a square dance on horseback. We crack bull whips on horseback. We have reining horses. We're putting our chariot race back in next week, so we're really excited about that. We have the beautiful Garrocha dance, which is the horse dancing with the Garrocha pole. We have Liberty. We have bridleless riding. We have Rosenback riding, bareback riding, where guys turn somersaults on horses. So, you know, we cater to a large audience, whether it's the equestrian world or the local or international tourists. It's and it's always really well received. And for those who don't know, it's set in the setting is, it's called Arabian Nights because the foundation of our show are the Almara Arabian horses, spectacular Arabian horse breed. And so that's about 75% of our show are Arabian horses. And then we incorporate a beautiful princess, a prince, and a genie into the show. So it's a lot of fun. There's a nice storyline, but we focus on the horses being the stars.
So what's your favorite part of the show, Heidi?
I love working with the high school horses. And for those who don't know, high school is essentially a form of dressage. High school comes from the French word haute-école, which means a higher level of schooling, literally. And high school riding actually predates dressage. Dressage was born of high school. And so high school combines elements of dressage with also like a Spanish march, a breakdown, a bow, rares, and in some cases the airs above the ground. So I'm always partial to that. I love that. I love the liberty. But I think most people would agree a real moment to the show is our Native American salute, where we have a reining horse that does an absolutely beautiful, just the setting of it, the music is just such a fun part of the show. And my second favorite part, and I love to ride it, and I just love doing it, is a square dance on horseback, because where the heck do you get to do that, you know?
Yeah, both of those were really exciting. And I keep thinking I need that glow-in-the-dark paint from the Native American.
Wasn't that fun? Yeah.
I love it.
Wait a minute. That is not what Wendy was looking at in the Native American part. She was looking at the hot Indian guy with the shirt off, and that's all she could concentrate on. Let's be honest.
That's true. That's true.
We do have something for everyone. We certainly strive for that. We have
beautiful
girls. We have amazing acrobats and, you know, gorgeous riders. We have a prince and a princess. We have a fun genie, and we have just fabulous horses. So, you know, we try to put it all together for everyone.
By the way, this is
25 years. I just want to say quickly, Arabian Nights this year, actually February, it started 25 years ago in February. So we're celebrating our 25th year. And there have been dozens of dinner theaters that have come and gone in the area. We're right just minutes from Disney World in the Orlando-Kissimmee area. And it's stayed here. It's become a presence in the community. Disney appreciates it and endorses it. And so, you know, I know our owner, Mark Miller, is really proud of that fact. And it has, you know, he's really put an effort into making that happen. So this is a big year for us. We're rolling out a new show in June. And that show is going to include a very, very unique display of Mustang horses. I'm really excited about that. We're getting the Mustangs are coming into our barn. They're all BLM Mustangs, all raised, you know, grown up in the wild, and were adopted. And we're doing a Liberty display with 9 Mustangs. So we're really, really excited about that. And people will be able to follow along. We're going to update that training progress because we really want people to be able to follow along with that. So you can check either the Arabian Nights website or HeidiHarriet.com, and either will get you that information within the next couple weeks that's up and running. So June is our new show, and there's just so much happening there. I mean, I can't train fast enough, but I can't love it anymore either.
Right. It's going to be so much fun for you as a trainer working with the Mustangs, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to give you a challenge and a lot of fun along the way as well. Wendy and I do have a question. You're bringing the chariot racing back. Can we come do that one night? Because there's nothing better than two drivers and chariots. I think that'd be great.
You know what? We might have to have some discussion around that. I think that's kind of a fun idea. I know Wendy was really excited about the idea. And I heard you talking about driving before I came on today, and the challenge of the obstacle course before driving. And I couldn't agree more. And our chariot race, again, where do you see that type of stuff? And it's just such a neat. And there's a real twist in our chariot race as well that people can appreciate.
Does that mean, you know, like Ben-Hur, where they have the little knives sticking out the sides of the wheels and they go and they crash into each other and drivers go flying? Can I do that to Wendy in our chariot race?
Yeah, we might have to talk about that, Glenn. That sounds kind of fun, doesn't it?
Cool. Yeah.
You'd have to catch me first, Glenn.
You know, Glenn,
because
you
I'm going so fast, I'll
throw down.
A streak of glitter. I'll just see a streak of glitter going around the ring.
You're going to eat Wendy's dust there, Glenn, I think, right? And we do have a performer for the day program as well. And, boy, it has ramped up this year. We can't hardly keep up with it because people have discovered it. And what we do is allow you an experience behind the scenes. And we have a couple different tracks depending on, you know, the person who's interested, whether it's Rosenbeck riding or sitting in a saddle, you know, astride. And then they join our performance. They put on makeup with our cast. They come to the barn meetings and do our VIP experience. So something for those who aren't actually in show business but have always wanted to see what that's like, you can find out more about that too at ArabianNights.com. So, you know, everybody can have a little fun. Now, the chariot racing is something we would do just for you guys, though.
Oh, good.
Thank you. And I always wanted to drive a chariot. That's on my bucket list, actually.
Have
you ever done a chariot, Wendy?
I've done a chariot, but the thing is, I was like not wearing a fabulous outfit at the time.
Yeah.
So it wasn't half
all
as good
outfit,
as Arabian Night. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wearing black.
The important thing. Hey, I have to tell you this. What Jennifer and I have seen almost every dinner show over the last 20 years that's in Orlando. And by the way, Arabian Nights we're talking about is in Orlando, Florida. And not too far from Disney World. And we have seen everyone. I mean, we've been to ones that were only – we were one of the, like, 12 people who saw – what was that, Jennifer, that was based on that TV show? The American Gladiators Dinner Theater. They were open for, what, 12 minutes? And we were there for those 12 minutes. We were there the first week, and I think they closed about 2 weeks later. But, you know, so we have seen almost everyone, and by far, this is the one, Arabian Nights, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the show, it's true. We tell all of our friends when they go to Orlando, you've got to, whether they're horsey or not, you've got to see Arabian Nights. That is the show to see, because by far, it is still the best one in Orlando.
You know, I appreciate that, and I actually concur with you, not because I work there, but, you know, I have gone and seen it over the years. I've stayed in touch. I've always maintained a great relationship. And I've always enjoyed it, and I've always told people that, you know, it's a great show. And I tell you what, as good as it is right now in June, we're going to have so much fun with some new stuff. So always a great opportunity to come and see us, you know. And, again, we're just minutes from Disney World right on 192, right in the heart of the tourist attraction. So easy to find for sure.
Well, very good, Heidi. Thank you so much for joining us. Oh, can you tell us a little bit about where people can see your show, Horse Trick?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I've always had a passion for helping others learn things, and I don't want people to have to break the bank to have some fun with their horses. So I created my Horse Tricks television series. It's airing on the sister station of RFD-TV. It's called Rural TV and now FamilyNet. And it can be found in 22 million households across the country. And my website, HeidiHarriet.com, or even HorseTrix.com, T-R-I-X, has all the information. But it's 4 p.m. on Sunday afternoons Eastern Standard Time. And we train a trick in every show. And the most recent episode, we actually showed people how to train the bow. I'm getting tons of email about that and people following up and having fun with that. So, we love to train at Arabian Nights. We love to do our show, but we're also a training facility, and we really love that. And then I love providing that on TV because I want people to have fun, get their horses in great shape, have a great relationship, and they don't have to break the bank to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Heidi, I can't wait to see your show because it's great. It does open up to people all over, but you're my neighbor, right? Or you grew up in Sarasota, so do you ever come down here?
Yeah, I have a home in Parrish, Florida, and now I'm kind of between there and up here in Orlando with my job. So I kind of go back and forth a little bit, but love the area. And You know what? It's, what is it, 80 degrees today? I don't want to offend anybody who's in a cold climate, but, you know, it doesn't suck here at all.
That's true.
It's pretty cool. We're going to have a sunset out practicing today.
Maybe I can convince you to come back home and for a day or two and spend some time training my guys because they're totally unruly.
Let's do it. That'd be fun. I'd love to do that. We'll get together on that and have some fun. Absolutely. And you guys need to plan anytime you're, you know, back here, Glenn, as well. Come back and see the show and, you know, let me know. We'll have you as our guest, but we really enjoyed having you and appreciate the time this morning.
All right. Thank you, Heidi. We appreciate it. It's what's the website? Is it ArabianNights.com?
I believe it's Arabian-Nights.com.
Okay, very good. Arabian-Nights.com. And a warning, when you search for Arabian Nights, if you want to follow on Facebook, search for Arabian Nights Dinner Theater, because there's another Arabian Nights that involves smoking something, and I'm not sure what that one's all about. So
yeah, it's Arabian Nights Dinner Attraction on Facebook.
Yeah.
So make sure you put in the whole thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. I accidentally followed the other one, and they're doing some weird stuff over there. So you might want to make sure you have the right one.
And HeidiHarriet.com is always a way to get you there as well. So, yeah, so come and see us. And thanks again for the time this morning. Great talking
to you. We appreciate it. Thank you, Heidi.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't know what that other one's about, but it was it's interesting. Let's just put it that way.
Glenn, come on.
I was like, oh, this has to be the wrong place.
I know.
Well, let's take a break for our sponsor this half hour is Equity, and then we're going to hear from Patty Hall. We haven't heard from her in a while with a song that I think Wendy's going to like called Settle Down Cinderella, and then we're going to come back with really bad ads. Wendy, attempting really bad ads. We'll be right back. Jamie and I have been raving about the Equity Flex and Fork and Shake and Fork for months now, and some of you might be saying they are just saying all those nice things because they are getting paid to. Well then, let's hear from some other people about what they think. Here is Flex and Fork user Eric Bates, Pasadena owner from Kentucky, on their sturdiness.
I've been using the Flex and Fork for almost a year now. I looked it up on the internet as being a quality-made fork, and that's what I was looking for. I had already replaced two or three, you know, the manure forks that you would get at a farm supply store, and I wanted something of good quality that would last, and this has just been more than I could ever ask for.
With the Shake and Fork, you save time and money by just using this motorized fork every day. Here is Leslie from Horse Nation on how much bedding she is saving using the Shake and Fork.
It really does. It helps you sift through, you know, so you're not throwing out as much. I think Equity says that the forks probably save you $1 a stall per day in between bedding saved and labor, you know, time you're saving, and I believe them for sure.
And then there is our terrific listener, Aubrey, who cleans barns for a living, on how much time she saves with the Shake and Fork.
Funny, because you have to kind of slow down when you do it just because you have to let the fork shake for a second, and so it kind of took me a little while to say, okay, just slow down, because I tend to do them a little manically anyway just because I have so many to do. But you do them faster. Even though you're physically moving slower, you're doing the stalls faster. But a couple of the barns that I do use sawdust, and it's amazing how fast I can go through those barns. And it's pretty much cut down half, and I'm using so much less shaving, so it's going to end up saving a bunch of people a bunch of money of the barns that I do.
Okay, you've heard them. It's not just Jamie and I saying this. What are you waiting for? Go to equitymfg.com and get yours today. Equitymfg.com. You will thank us every single day.
Friday night and the phone won't ring. You let it get you so blue. Climbing the walls of your pink bedroom. Feels like the world's leaving you behind.
Was Settle Down Cinderella by Patty Hall. You can find all of her music at pattyhall.com. I think she wrote that song about you, Wendy.
You do? I knew you would say that. That's why you put it on there. I can't help it that I'm a diva, Glenn. That is my personality, and I can't change it. I'm going to stop fighting it.
I know there's a boyfriend that I'm going to have to send that song to your boyfriend because he'll say, oh, I need to play that for her every morning. Settle Down Cinderella.
He loves that I'm a diva. He loves it.
And we love it, too. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek. I'm here with Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show, filling in for Jamie today. And Coach Jennifer is over in the producer chair as well. And this show is sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. Well, now, we talked a lot about driving and everything, but you're also a veterinarian and a traditional Chinese medicine doctor. And I want to let everybody know that Wendy does regular segments for us on the Driving Radio Show on traditional Chinese medicine. And we actually post those. If you want to hear those without going through the whole Driving Radio Show, you can find them over at horsetipdaily.com, the show that Jennifer does. She takes cuts those out and gives you the best of all the tips on all the shows over there. And, you know, I think that we're finding, and I'm sure you're finding the same thing, that people are more and more fascinated with traditional medicine or holistic medicine than they ever have been in the past.
Yeah, I think it's a really, you know, people are thinking about that for themselves, and it's more of a wellness culture. So, you know, you can try to your horse will last longer over time. I mean, barring any accidents or injury, but if you take care of them over time, you'll have less need for, you know, steroid injections or long-term drug care. You know, so.
And I think that people and. Becoming, I was just going to say, I think acupuncture is really becoming popular, isn't it, with horse people in general.
Yeah, and acupuncture in horses has always been very well accepted because, you know, when you compete FEI, it's zero tolerance, so you can't use any drugs, which is a good thing. But, you know, as we all know, if you're working hard at that level, your body's going to be sore, and you have to do some kind of therapy to help that. And we have top human athletes that have chiropractors and masseuses and acupuncturists. So why shouldn't your equine athlete have that?
And you guys, you and Kyle, your boyfriend now, are actually doing some unique clinics that have never been done before, right?
Oh, yeah, it's actually really exciting. Kyle is a human chiropractor, and so he's a DC, and he people always tease me about human chiropractor. Like, he does people, and he is a human, but he also does. I know, but you know, we're vets, human chiropractor. That's how we call it. But he does chiropractic on people and animals. And so we work together, and he does the chiropractic, and I do the Chinese medicine, although I don't do any Chinese medicine on people. So we might have to add a human acupuncturist to our group. But what's really exciting is working on the riders, on their body to get their straightness. I mean, think of how many people, like, obsess about, you know, using their seat bones properly. And if your seat bones are stuck because you have a pelvic issue, you can't ride properly, and then it makes your horse hold their body improperly. So you can fix the horse all day, but if you can't fix the rider, then you're going to always have that same issue with the horse. And so that's why fixing them both at the same time is really a rewarding experience, and also helps their bodies progress faster in healing.
Makes a lot of sense. I mean, they are a team, and you would, it makes sense to do them both at the same time.
Right. And it's like, sometimes you see people that like ride, like you see the horse and the person like ride as one, like that Native American segment with the Indian and the Rainer, like they were like one unit. And when I ride, I know I'm not like one unit with my horse. I'm like, I'm trying to stay on and he's trying to get me off. But, but I think that you can. I know that is funny, but
that might be more of a mental issue than a.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is true. I might need a mind reader, horse mind reader. But you'll never achieve that oneness with your horse if you're locked up in your body some way, or your horse is locked up. So it's like, it's really rewarding.
You know, that would be interesting is if you added a sports psychologist to your clinics. Now you have the whole package. Now you, in a weekend, you can fix the rider's body, the horse's body, and the rider's mind.
Yeah, I think it'd be really great because I've gone to some vet seminars that are like mind, body, spirit, and that's kind of where we're going with these clinics, because it's like you want to fix the whole, we do the whole animal, and your animal is especially riding, because we also do some sport dogs too, like agility dogs. But you're a package. It's not just the horse or the rider. So
right.
You're working on everything. So
and
you
I'm
can find me a sports psychologist.
We have a couple, actually. And then the other one is if you add an animal communicator into it, now you've got the rider's body and mind and the horse's body and mind.
I know. That'd be fun.
You have the
that'd
whole thing then.
Yep.
Work on that, Wendy. Work on that.
All
right.
That.
I think, Wendy, it's that time of the week for this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's that time of the week when we do really bad ads. And Wendy, you should feel privileged. You were the only one, other than Jamie and I, have ever done really bad ads.
I am?
Yeah. You're the only one we trust.
I would think people would fight about it. I would think we'd have to fight about doing really bad ads.
Scares people to death, I think, is what it is. But, yeah, you're the only one, so that's how much we trust you. But Jennifer's going to tell us what prizes we have today.
On today's Really Bad Ads, our prizes consist of the Rebound Hoof Pack Gift Package. Rebound Hoof Pack is a revolutionary product designed to relieve pain, soreness, and inflammation without having to wrap your horse's feet. This all-natural, super sticky product is easily applied to the hoof with a wet hand, covered with shavings or a little piece of paper, and the job is done. It won't test, yay. and washes off with water. It was formulated by vets and farriers and endorsed by Olympic riders, and you can visit them at www.reboundhoofpack.com for a demonstration. And their prize is a 3.5-pound bucket, and that will pack a lot of hooves because a little goes a long way with Rebound. And two prizes this week, the book Dressage for the Not-So-Perfect Horse by Janet Foy, and who amongst us does not have a not-so-perfect horse? Expertise, stories, and good humor are destined to bring out the best in dressage riders and their not-so-perfect horses everywhere.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. Have you ever used Rebound, Wendy? We saw it first at the ADA show this year, and it looks like a terrific product that is so easy compared to wrapping hooves and trying to keep the wrap on and all that stuff. It just looks like a terrific product.
I've never heard about it till right now, but now I think I want to get a prize for being really badass of Rebound Hoof Pack. Because,
all right, we'll talk.
You know, and it would be great for driving horses because sometimes, you know, we do have to do a lot of riding on or driving on the roads. And after that, you kind of do want to put something on their feet because they get a little bit sore.
Well, we all
road,
know you
so.
Put the goop in the foot and then you wrap it, you know, you wrap it and you wrap it and you wrap it and they walk through it in no time or they reach down with their teeth and rip it off. It's one
right.
or the other. Well,
right.
This stuff, it really does work. It's so sticky. When you take it out of the bucket, it's sticky. And you put it in the hoof, it sticks in there, and all you do is take some shavings and put it on the sticky part so they don't stick to the floor, or a piece of paper, and it stays in. It's like a miracle. It really is.
It is a miracle. And, you know, what a great idea to put the shavings in there, right? Because when you're using sticky stuff like that, oh, my God. I mean, you know when you duct tape their foot or whatever? It's like playing Twister to try to keep the shavings out of there and blah, blah, blah. So here's this, like, it was a genius move to say, oh, just put the shavings in there.
There's a fun story, too. Jennifer can remind me of all of it. But the girl who started this, started it when she was in college. She invented this product mm-hmm. when she was in college. She was taking,
wow.
what was it, a chemistry class or something, Jennifer? And
it was an entrepreneur's class. They had to create a business model. And there was someone in the class who was doing a different project, and their project failed. And she went over and played with their, quote, failed project and went, wait a minute, there's some application for this. It was kind of like Silly Putty or Velcro. They invented,
mm-hmm.
tried to invent one thing, and it didn't work, and they ended up inventing something quite different. And the young lady was an avid event rider when she was in college and said, dang, I'm onto something here.
Yeah, so
what a great story.
Yeah, she took their sticky invention that they couldn't get to work for what they wanted to do. They invented the sticky. And she took it, and then she put in the good goop that makes that hooves like, the good stuff, and she combined the two and made this product, and that's how it was invented. So it's just a fun story. So, yeah, check it out. It's we'll have to make sure that you get some to test. Well, really bad ads this week. I always come up with a fun one off the best of really bad ads list, and this one was out of Columbus, Ohio. We have a trend in really bad ads today, and the trend seems to be weird and bizarre things that we've never had before. So when I saw this one, it just fits with the other ads that people submitted to us. By the way, the names we give you are the people who submitted the ad, not the ones who posted it. These are the ones who sent it in to us, and thank you to everybody. We have a lot of new people today, so we really appreciate that. But this one out of Columbus, the title was Feline Lap Surrogate, and this is the ad. This title says it all. I work from home, and I need someone to sit next to me and allow my cat to sit on their lap. The cat is attention-seeking and has been decreasing my productivity as of late. This is a morning shift from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at $15 an hour. I do not need anyone in the afternoon since the sun warms the windowsill, and by this point, and the cat will prefer the windowsill to a lap. Breakfast and lunch will be provided each day. You must have experience handling cats, no allergies, and a plus for experience with older cats. Mine is 18 years old.
That's a great job.
Yeah, you get $15 an hour
job.
To play with a cat.
And you get breakfast and lunch.
And breakfast and lunch. I wondered at first if this was some kind of personal ad and he was just looking for a hot girl to sit beside him all morning. But I don't know. Maybe
I
not.
I think it is. I think it's some kind of weird computer person.
By the way, if anybody wants to come over for free here to the studio, we have one pain in the ass cat that would like attention all morning that you can sit with. I'm not going to pay you $15 an hour, but I might give you lunch. So,
and Glenn, they have to accept biting. They have to accept being bitten by the cat.
Or scratched. We guarantee you biting and scratching every morning. Yes. We'll take care of that. All right. That was mine.
All right. This is mine, huh? Okay.
Yep.
This one is from Moline, Illinois, I guess. Okay. I'm looking to rent or borrow a mini course for April Fool's joke. Needed it to be dropped off in the morning, April 1st, picked up at night. You know, forget about it. We are not in city limits, so it should be okay for the day. I threw in the forget about it.
I know. You were adding the New York there. I like that. New England.
I'm sorry. It's kind of a meld. No.
That was sent in by...
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say that was sent in by Beth. Thank you, Beth, for sending that in. Who is going to take their mini horse, bring it to somebody's house, drop it off for the day, and then expect to come back and find their mini horse alive at the end of the day?
This is the thing. It's like such a mob situation here. This is definitely some kind of, like, I don't know. That's why I had to do that accent, which was, I know, was not good, but that's why I'm a vet and not a comedian.
This is the breaking story film at 11 waiting to happen.
Yes, yes.
And why would somebody just drop? I mean, it's ridiculous. And also, what about the liability when your mini, like, bites all the kids or whatever?
There seems to be a theme here, biting.
Yes.
Biting.
All right, the next one was sent in by Dina and Rachel, both sent this in. And we got this from two different people. This has to be, we always do a trailer every week, a classic Craigslist trailer. Jennifer, you're going to have to post this with the ad. This has to be the classic of all classic bad trailer ads. And it's just so unique, and it's obviously homemade. And it's just, you have to see it to believe it. It's going to be on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page. But the title is Vintage Gypsy Horse Trailer, $500. And it's $500 or best offer. Let's talk Gypsy. All well is steel custom design work on this one-of-a-kind Gypsy horse trailer. And it's a two-horse trailer, and I don't know how to describe it. It has this big circular thing that comes out the front. But the thing is, the description is correct. It looks like a Gypsy horse trailer, doesn't it?
It does. I think that thing that bumps out is where their heads go.
But it's unique. I mean, it has all flat tires like most of our bad ads do. Every tire is flat, totally flat. It looks like it's sunk into the ground about a foot. And the paint job, there's no paint left. It's just all come off. And it probably will fall apart, and the floor is probably totally gone. But this is the classic of all classic trailers. And in front of it, it's surrounded completely by junk. I don't know how you're going to get it out of there.
No.
But on the whatever that looks like an old refrigerator that's sitting in front of it, what do you see, Wendy?
Welch's fruit snacks. So they're healthy, at least. Those gypsies are pretty healthy.
There's like 12 boxes of Welch's fruit snacks. I don't know where they came from or why they're sitting out by the gypsy horse trailer. But, there's all kinds of crap tires and metal junk, and I don't know. I don't know how you're going to get it out of there. They want $500 for this thing. That's the amazing.
Well, you know,
part.
It has a swoopy S on the side, so it's maybe for the design.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's probably.
That's it.
Jennifer posted that one with me.
That's ridiculous. Okay, next one. This one was sent in by Janelle Cameron and Horses for Trade. Okay, it's all in capitals, okay? So I'm not going to scream because your ears will hurt, but I am looking for a good gooseneck horse trailer. I have 3 horses, 2 registered, 1 paint out of 2 iJack, quarter horse, cutting horse, gelding. 1 sorrel mare that is a lady's horse, but not a beginner brandy, is a spirited lady, great ride. Then I have a 2-year-old app stud named Mr. Freckles, is sweet. I just can't ride 5 horses, and my wife is not riding much anymore, so I thought this might be a good deal. Call me, I'll send pictures. My wife normally does this. She is just not here at the moment. Snowing, got motivated. So here we go. Call David at home, or thanks, interested, call. I have no idea what this guy is selling. Because he said he's looking for a horse trailer.
Do you think his wife knows? Do you think his wife knows? Because she's not home, and he decided that he hated these three horses. And he is just pissed that she has this number of horses. So he's just going to sell them without telling her. Do you think that's what happened?
Well, I kind of think he's looking to trade some of the horses for a gooseneck horse trailer. Because it starts off that he's looking for a gooseneck horse trailer.
That's true. But he never really says he wants to trade, does he?
No. And he just says he has five horses and wants to get rid of some. And you know what? If this wife goes on Craigslist and finds this ad, she'd be more mad if he had a Match.com account. She's like, you're selling my horses? What are you thinking? She's probably stuck at her mother's house up in New England somewhere in the blizzard, and he's going to sell her horses before she gets home.
Well, he could always live in the gooseneck.
Oh, yeah, when he gets the gooseneck, he can live up there. He'll have to.
I love this, too. One sorrel mare that is a lady's horse, but not a beginner. Brandy is a spirited lady, a great ride. Yeah, you're going to be doing a lot of airs above the ground is what that means. You're going to be dancing a lot.
Yeah. Hold a call.
And usually when the Amish post ads, they say it's a man's horse. And what that means is that this thing is totally crazy and a woman will never be able to handle it. So this is the exact opposite. He's saying it's a lady's horse, but not for a beginner lady, which really means it's a man's
Brandy
horse
spirited.
In Amish terms. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Really spirited. Whenever you
and I like how...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I like how Mr. Freckles, the little app said, Mr. Freckles. What a great name.
By the way, get your stud fixed. Wendy can help you with that.
Oh, no, that would cost money.
Shelly sent the next one, and I think Shelly, I don't even know how to say your last name, Shelly, and I'm not going to try, but I think Shelly's new. I don't remember seeing her, so thank you so much for sending this in. I love this ad, and talk about bizarre. We have never seen anything like this in an ad ever before in the 2 years we've been doing this. The title is Magical Horse. Here we go.
Aww.
I'm going to try and sound magical. Hello.
Sure.
This is my lovely horse, Legacy. He has been in my family for 5 years. He is truly a wonderful creature. At night, his mane glows like the brightness of Jupiter's moons.
Oh.
It is what we in the horse world call magical. I give him daily protein shakes to make sure he continues to grow big and strong. I don't know when he'll stop growing. He'll probably continue until his time comes. Okay, think about that. Please be prepared to accommodate a horse the size of a small tank if you plan on keeping it for more than a month. Get this. Now, this is the bizarre part. That wasn't bizarre enough. I feed him a strict diet of cucumbers and horseradish. Some people say that it's sick to feed a horse horseradish, but since horseradish doesn't actually have a horse in it, I'm sure it's okay.
Yeah, it's not a cannibal. It's not a cannibal. Horseradish is a vegetable.
Okay, the bizarre doesn't stop here. $800 or a best offer. If you have any albino chickens, I would be able to negotiate. Or $800 worth of Fred Meyer's gift cards so I can continue to buy horseradish for my other horse. In order to ensure you're not spam, please say you have a magnificent steed on your hands I'd like to obtain. I'm pretty sure no telephone operator from overseas can say that correctly.
Oh, my God. That's literally incorrect.
I can't say it correctly.
I think that last sentence should get blocked out of Craigslist for, ethnic profiling.
This is one of the best ads we've ever had. First of all, you're a veterinarian. Is a strict diet of cucumbers and horseradish good for a horse?
No, that's not good because there's not a lot of protein in there. But if she gives him the protein shakes, maybe she's okay. I just love how she told somebody that she fed the horseradish and they thought it was sick because they thought it had horse in it, that horseradish has horse in it.
I personally hate horseradish, so I kind of think it'd probably have horse in it, too. Ugh. And can you imagine this horse's breath? Oh, my gosh.
But, she probably feeds a daikon, like the Japanese horseradish, which we actually do use in Chinese medicine. So, I mean, it's not bad, but you just wouldn't have a strict diet of it. I mean,
and
also, maybe it's so fat that she has to put it on a diet.
add cucumbers, and this horse is going to be burping with bad breath all day. Oh.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I love how he's also prepared to accommodate the horse the size of a small tank.
That was a great ad. Terrific ad, Shelley. I don't know where you found that one, but it's perfect.
Can I say one more thing about this ad?
Yes.
How many chickens, how many albino chickens do you need to make $800?
I know.
I mean, it must be, they can't be more than $5, right? I mean, that's a lot of chickens. So, you know what, Glenn? You have to find this lady so that we can call her.
I know. That would be really great. We could ask her about the benefits of cucumbers and horseradish.
And we can also ask her to talk about her horse legacy and its beautiful glowing mane.
Hey, Jennifer, see if you can find that. See if you still have that phone number. We'll call her on Monday. We'll get her in as a guest.
Yes.
And I want to see if she, I want to see if she talks like this. That's what I want to see. Everything is magical.
I think she has a crystal, and I think she, like, you know, is in touch with her inner self. And she maybe does yoga or hosts, like, meditation seminars.
Now we have to call her. All right, Celeste, then, in the next one. Why don't you take it?
Oh, yeah, this is from Celeste. Okay, horse for sale or trade, $2,000, OBO. Her name is Katie. She's 12 and 17 years tall. She's a Tennessee Walker Cross saddlebred. She's up to date on all shots, Coggins, and she can be rode, R-O-A-D, with English or Western saddles. She is gated, G-A-T-E-D. So I don't know if that means she can do gates or what, but she's black with two white feet and a heart on her head. She's been rode on trails, and she's a very beautiful horse. I'm selling her or trading her, but only to a good home, and we'll check references, but you can give me a call.
Now, you're a veterinarian. Is it common to have a heart on your head?
Oh, well, I think she means it's markings. Come on, guys. Even I could figure that out. But if she does have a heart there, if the heart's on its head, that is in the wrong place. That's a genetic defect. There's
Jonathan.
Wrong with that.
Jonathan, in the next one, I love this one. Free racing ostriches. Yes, free racing ostriches. Hello, my name is Shannon, and I am giving away my free racing ostriches I have owned for over a year. I'm getting rid of it due to my ex-boyfriend giving them to me as a gift, and I have absolutely no space on my farm to keep them anymore. Please, only serious buyers. I will have to meet you to verify that you are a qualified buyer, which is going to be very difficult because I'm giving them away for free.
I know. I don't get it. But you know what? I kind of want those.
They're in South Florida.
They are?
Yeah. Yeah, the Southwest Ranches is in Florida. So you can go
I could
go
make a little track
up
in the backyard, and we could race ostriches in the backyard. It'd be totally fun.
Hey, we could hook the ostriches to the chariots.
Oh, my God, we have to do that. We have to call this lady, too. I actually want them. They're free.
Do you think she's getting rid of the ostrich? Do you think the ex-boyfriend, that she dumped the boyfriend right after she got the ostriches? What a bizarre gift.
I know. But you know what? They always have to bring that up. Why? Craigslist people always have to bring up their, like, you know, their problems, their personal problems in their ads.
That's true.
I don't know why. That's true.
Doreen sent
the
next one.
We're going to have to take a trip down there to get our ostriches. Okay, Doreen sent in this. If you have a big heart, lots of time, and quiet hands, this guy could be your new best friend. He's a registered quarter horse gelding, Skipper W bred, 15-2, sorrel, thick, nice build. He's quiet, but a little unsure around quick movements. He was used as a foundation stallion on a large ranch in Utah, where he ran with the mares and foals until age 7. He was gelded at age 10. He was ridden in Gymkhana at a lope, trail rode in the mountains, drove cattle in the pasture, and ran out with all the geldings or all the mares in the pasture. Doesn't do well with mixed pasture buddies, though. We sold him a year and a half ago, and during this time he was treated very roughly and lost lots of weight. We rescued him in October 2012 and have returned to Utah. The proper weight and his mental attitude is returning, and he is ready to go forward. He does have one major quirk. He is afraid of light-colored cowboy hats. Why? We don't know. But would not recommend for a beginner. And I'll just throw this in, light-colored cowboy hats. Well, you know what I like about this stallion? He's into fashion. I might need this one too.
I advise anybody looking at this ad, run. You're getting a wacko stallion. That's pretty much what they're saying here.
Wacko. Yeah. He's a gelding now, but he still thinks he's a stallion.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew. And obviously a bad boy because he doesn't like the light-colored cowboy hats. He wants the dark-colored cowboy hats. And that everybody knows the dark-colored cowboy hats are the bad guys.
Yep. You're right.
That's true.
Yep.
That's probably true in the new movie coming out, too, the new Lone Ranger movie. We have to look for that, see if all the good guys wear light-colored cowboy hats.
They do. That's just that's a requirement.
Well, Susanna sent the next one in. I love this one. Trick Pony is the title. We call him Tango because he dances to Spanish music. He rears on command. He is gated real fast and smooth. He only stands 13 two-hands, but he will step out with a 200-pound rider with no problem. He is like a little hot rod on the trails. He zigs and zags around the bushes in the desert. He would need an experienced rider, a good barrel horse. He moves fast and he turns sharp, and he is smooth when he does it. He's going to dump your ass at every turn. I added that. My 14-year-old son rides him all the time, and he has many casts on right now. And he likes to show off for the girls on him. I bet he does. I have him for sale because he is a gilding, and I have two stallions, and I only want to keep mares to breed to them. He will be ridden daily until sold. I will take a nice 15-inch Western saddle in partial trade. He also is microchipped because he kept running away when we rode him. And he is the grandson of blah, 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 the world-famous horse of blah, blah, blah. His name was changed to Flying M Quicksilver by Flying M Ranch. He has had lots of training for shows and movies. I keep finding new things he can do. He is a lot of fun for the experienced rider. I love how this person just got the experienced rider thing into the flow of the conversation without making a big deal about it.
I know. And I like that they call him Tango because he dances to Spanish music.
He doesn't dance to disco, only Spanish music.
Spanish music, right.
Yeah.
And
he
rears
on command. Yeah, right.
And judging by what she says in the rest of the ad, he rears a lot other times, too. And, oh, by the way, he is going to be one of the – what she's trying to say by this, he moves fast and he turns sharp, means that he's going to duck out from under you any chance he gets. He's one of those. We've all ridden those.
And he's tiny, so for sure you're getting off. I mean, ponies always get you off when they do that.
You might not break anything, but you're going to have bruises. All right, next one is from James.
Okay, next one's from James. The brokest kid horse around. $3,500. Okay, this one has another great name. Miss Pickles is an 8-year-old small gray mare that is safe and gentle for anyone. She's been ridden on the ranch and in the arena. She hot heels, ropes, leads deer, and works a cow too. Gets her lead, stops, turns around. She's easy to ride with a slow lope and a soft handle. It's hard to find kid horses this broke. I dare you to try. Miss Pickles is the perfect horse for a kid who wants the rope sort of game or for the family who needs something that everyone can enjoy. 13-2 and about 900 pounds, and she's a big horse in a small package. Low clip shoes, no bad habits. Horses like her top the sale as often as not. Go look at the cheaper horses out there, and then I dare you to try this one. I dare you to find a better one at any price. I dare you. Double dare.
Oh, by the way, 13 two-hands and 900 pounds, you're for $3,500, that's premium price right there, let me tell you. That's one fat little pony.
That is a fat little pony. So funny.
That is a
that
fat
is
little
funny.
Pony.
I dare you.
I dare you, Wendy.
I dare you. I mean, they said that a million times in here, but I don't know. I don't know. 13-2... 8-year-old gray mare for $3,500. I mean, that's a lot. Come on.
And you know darn well that this horse is way overweight. I mean, this is fat approaching founder. And when you get this horse in shape, this little pony in shape, she is going to be a nut job. You know what's going to happen. The only thing that makes this pony soft and easy and gentle to ride is the fact that it's so overweight it can barely move. So
yes, feet are so sore, so it can't get out of its own way. Right. Poor Miss Pickles. Somebody needs to take her home and save her.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So what do you say, Miss Pickles? Okay, the next one's from Beth. As I can't say your last name. But thanks, Beth, for sending this in. Gentle horse for sale, $325. Nice young gentle horse
now,
for sale.
Now, wait a minute. Before
what?
You start, no punctuation. You have to do this
no
in one breath.
Okay. One breath. Oh, okay, ready? Nice young gentle horse for sale, white with brown spots, about 5 or 6 years. He is halter broke, saddle broke, ready for someone to give him the attention he deserves. I work with him most times and just come home and feed him. He's still tame, and he's a must-see for you horse riders. Oh, I almost forgot he's a stud horse, and he is not cut. I always wanted to breed him with a female, his color, but I never could find... Oh, I breed. But never could find one price. Now $350. Now asking $325. OBO! I will only take less if you can trade rifles, handguns, and I'm really interested in a short bed Chevy pickup, 67 to 72 models. Running or not, call or text.
Very well done.
I didn't make it.
You did very well at the beginning part. You got through almost all of that. It wasn't easy to read, let me tell you.
I like that. Oh, I almost forgot. He's a stud horse.
And it's stud horse, by the way, in this ad. Everything, there's no punctuation, there's no capitalization, except for two words, stud horse, which means this is one wild little pony. Yep,
danger.
Yep.
Danger, Will Robinson, danger.
And he doesn't want a long bed Chevy pickup, he wants a short bed. So, you know, if you got a short bed, there it is. It's your beautiful truck.
Why do they always want to trade rifles and handguns for things.
Yes, that is true. And horses a lot. Apparently,
yeah.
You know, people have horses, love rifles and handguns. Well, they're hard to get now. They're sold out everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, this one is not involved horses at all, but Kat sent this in, and thank you, Kat, for sending this in. We appreciate it. I love this ad. Big, beautiful diamond wedding ring for a bass boat or a tractor, $5,500. Large diamond ring, 1.1 center oval solitaire with several baguettes. Is it baguettes? Baguettes? I thought they were.
That's bread.
That's what I thought too. Flanking each side.
It's got a diamond ring and two loaves of bread.
Yeah, that's right. There's some donuts attached to it. 14 carat yellow and white gold, one of a kind ring, appraised years ago for $6,400, selling for $5,500. Serious inquiries only. Message me for appraisal and certification. Stunning. Would imagine it now appraises for $7,000 plus. I would be willing to trade for a nice bass boat, a tractor with a front-end loader, or a horse trailer. This is a custom-made ring, made for me. Won't find another one like it. I love it. But we just bought a farm, and we are finishing building a house, so I would like to trade for something the whole family can use and enjoy. And we always say, read between the lines with these ads. And what do you think you're reading between the lines is? He had an affair, got in big trouble, and
yeah.
Got kicked the hell out of the house. Isn't that what happened?
Exactly.
Here? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking so
Craigslist,
too.
I told you they're airing their personal problems.
Now, this is interesting because I read it a couple times. Was this written by a man or a woman?
I can't tell.
Well,
it's made
the last
for
sentence.
Me.
Yeah, and the last sentence says, this is perfect opportunity for someone to get your wife or fiance a huge ring with out-of-pocket cash. So this was probably written by her.
Yeah, she must be because she says, I love it.
Yeah, yeah, well, she... apparently was the one cheating and got kicked out of the house then. You think?
I don't know.
Let's,
probably.
If we looked in the personal section, we'd finally probably find an ad over there, too.
No, you know what? I think definitely he was cheating because now she's hawking the wedding ring.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, and she won't give
you
it back.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
yeah, guys
go,
can't get it back if they...
She, yeah,
true.
Exactly.
True. You're right. The last one today is sent in by Robin.
Okay, oh, this is a good one. Registered maintainer heifer, $1,700. I have a registered maintainer heifer. Her sire is Milkman, and her dam is Maine Anjou. She is one beautiful heifer, very smooth in her stride, clean through her neck, down to her cool-looking front end, very feminine. She has been to several shows in Texas, placing third in her class or higher. She will make one amazing second-year show heifer. Reason I'm selling her is to buy an older cow I can breed to get show steers. She is worth more than $1,700, but figured that that's a reasonable price and she can still show for one more year. Her last show is February 15th. I am hoping to find her a good home by then, so after the show she can go. Call, text, or email for more information. We'll accept cash only.
What's the maintainer heifer?
I don't know. But I can't tell if you can ride it. Is her stride smooth because you ride them? Or is it just like their way she walks?
Do they do walking and trotting in shows, Jennifer, for cows? You've watched enough of them.
There is trotting, but not intentionally.
That's what I thought. And do they still wear the weird milkman outfits when they show cows, the white ones?
Depends. It depends on where you're at. Sometimes they wear the little outfit that has the little white paper cap, and yeah.
They wear milkmen, and they're like white outfits from top to bottom.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. I've never seen cow shows.
Yeah, they used to, and it was very funny seeing them all walk around in total white when they're showing the cows. It's very funny. It was interesting.
Maybe so it didn't, like, spook any of the cows. And I can't believe these, you know, with the Western people, you know, usually see these at the fairs and whatever. So I bet if you were showing a cow and you had to wear all white and, like, your little sister was showing in the reining class or whatever and was wearing total glitter, you'd be so jealous.
That's true. Well, we have to check the winners today. What a bunch of great ads we had here. And I kind of think I'm leaning towards we had so much fun with Magical Horse. I mean, with Shelly sent in the Magical Horse one, the one with the horseradish. She has to win. And we're going to give her the Rebound Hoof Pack. What do you think, Jennifer? You guys agree with that? That was by far the funniest ad with the horseradish. So we'll do that one. How about did Dana send in the Gypsy Horse trailer first, Jennifer? I think Dana sent that one first.
Let me go back over here. The name that is listed first.
Yeah.
Dana sent it in first.
Yeah. All right, Dana. Well, then Dana is going to get, we'll give Dana the book Dressage for the Not-So-Perfect Horse by Janet Foy. We will give Dana that prize. So we've got Shelley winning the hoof pack, the Rebound Hoof Pack, and we have Dana winning the book for sending in that trailer ad. That was great. You did terrific, Wendy. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Well, thanks for having me. I always love to come on Horses in the Morning. You guys are so fun, and this is my favorite show to listen to in the mornings when I'm doing my barn.
Well, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. Of course, you can hear Wendy every week over on the Driving Radio Show. We have a lot of fun over there, too. We had a terrific guest this week. You're going to want to check it out. She's a rancher and a horse trainer and also does some amazing wildlife drives where they drive their horses, the big percherons, up, and you can watch the elk feeding and all different kinds of things out there in the Northwest. So check out the Driving Radio Show. We're on episode number 85 now. We've been doing that for almost a year and a half. It's hard to believe. So it's a lot of fun. You can find all the shows on the Horse Radio
Network.
I can't
believe you're not sick of me by now.
Well, you know, something we didn't mention.
I said I can't believe you're not sick of me by now.
Oh, no, I'm not sick of you at all, Wendy. I look forward to doing our shows every week. And do you realize this is episode number 600 of Horses in the Morning? 600 episodes we've
done. That's incredible.
And Jamie always seems to be out and missing on the days we have milestones, like 500 she missed, 600 she's missing.
Maybe she's trying to tell us something.
Yeah, I think so. Well, thank you, everybody. Have a terrific weekend. Good luck this weekend at the horse show up there, Wendy. And enjoy your weekend, everybody. Wear your helmets, be safe, and get a ride in this weekend. Hopefully the weather in your area will help you do that. And I'm basically trying to find the closing music, which is why I'm rambling on here, and I can't seem to... There it is. All right, good. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you. Bye.